This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Rekha Gupta will be the new chief minister of Delhi. The name was announced after Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting in New Delhi this evening. Rekha Gupta met Delhi LG V.K. Saxena in Rajnivas later and staked claim to forming the new government. She won the Shalimar Bagh seat in the recently held Delhi Assembly polls. She began her political journey through ABVP at Daulat Ram College, Delhi University, in 1992. She became the president of the Delhi University Students' Union. Rekha Gupta has also served as a general secretary of BJP Mahila Morcha in Delhi. She will take oath as the chief minister tomorrow at the iconic Ram Leela Maidan. The oath of office and secrecy will be administered by the LG at around 12:35 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, among others, are expected to attend the swearing-in ceremony. Chief ministers and deputy chief ministers of around 20 states have also been invited to attend the event. Delhi police has issued a traffic advisory in anticipation of large crowds. To manage the traffic during the event, certain diversions and restrictions will be in place. India and Argentina today signed a memorandum of understanding to strengthen cooperation in lithium exploration and mining. The agreement was signed during a meeting held by Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy with Governor of Catamarca, Argentina, Raul Alejandro Khalil, in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the discussions focused on expanding cooperation in the mining sector, particularly in lithium exploration and investment opportunities. The Secretary of the Ministry of Mines and senior officials of the Ministry of Mines were also present in the meeting. Senior officials from both sides engaged in discussions on policy frameworks, regulatory aspects and sustainable mining practices to ensure a mutually beneficial partnership. India's National Technical Textile Mission is set to revolutionize the textile industry with the production of advanced fabrics that are not only durable and fire-resistant, but also self-cleaning. Addressing the National Textile Conference organized at the Technological Institute of Textiles and Sciences in Bhiwani today, Mission Director Ashok Malhotra said, these innovative materials will soon be manufactured on a large scale. Later, talking to the media, Mr. Ashok Malhotra said that a budget of about 1,500 crore rupees has been allocated for the production of technical textiles. Mr. Malhotra said, under the National Technical Textile Mission, special clothes used in bridge and road construction, the medical field will now be manufactured in India. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today asserted that India is no longer just a follower. It is now leading the way in multiple fields. In an interview with a podcaster, he said the country is setting global benchmarks by offering leadership and pioneering innovations across sectors. He added that the space docking experiment, SpaceX, is a testament to India's technological progress, paving the way for future space missions, including Gaganyaan, Chandrayaan 4, and the Bharatiya Antariksh Station. The minister said the country has also emerged as a preferred destination for satellite launches, earning global credibility. He noted the nation has successfully launched 433 foreign satellites, of which 396 were deployed in the last decade alone. Dr. Singh mentioned that the country has set an ambitious target of 100 gigawatts of nuclear energy by 2047, aiming to reduce carbon emissions by 50%. U.S. President Donald Trump today took his toughest stance yet against Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. Trump blamed Zelensky for the ongoing Ukraine war, calling him a grossly incompetent leader and a poor negotiator. Trump's remarks came after Zelensky expressed frustration over Ukraine's exclusion from the U.S.-Russia peace talks in Riyadh, which aimed at discussing ways to end the war. The Palestinian armed group Hamas has proposed exchanging all Israeli captives and Palestinian prisoners in one go during the second phase of the Gaza ceasefire deal with the aim of reaching a permanent truce and a full Israeli pullout. And that is the end of this news bulletin.